Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for the 17th of November. I'm Paul White. Today, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11 is where we begin. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. This is the sort of put a bow on this passage and complete it. It doesn't complete the thought necessarily, because Paul will simply move into talking about unity, but there is this is like the capstone of everything we've read from the top of this chapter in regards to gifts, ministries, and activities. These are often referred to as the gifts of the Spirit. I don't just relegate them to gifts only, but the capstone verse is that it's the same Holy Spirit that does the work, regardless of what that work is, and that it's the role. And this 11th verse is why I believe they are not necessarily in the same quantity in each believer, because He distributes to each one individually as He wills. This is Paul's individual passage versus his corporate passage. Paul we broke the chapter down, but for purposes of argument, let's say Paul did. Paul breaks this chapter into parts, about half of which deals with how the Holy Spirit works through the individual, although that working through the individual benefits the corporate body, according to verse 7. It profits all, but it's still through the individual. Then, starting in verse 12, Paul will start the argument of how the Holy Spirit works corporately. And to do that, he'll talk about the body of Christ in terms of hands and feet and, you know, each member playing its part. But notice individuality and then a corporate mentality. The Holy Spirit functions in multiple capacities, but part of what He's doing with the gifts, ministries, and activities is dealing with us on an individual basis and dealing with us on a corporate basis. They're not necessarily the same thing. And so I think an overemphasis on one over the other is an inappropriate way to view this. So if all we talk about is liberty or freedom through the lens of the individual, then we leave out liberty and freedom through the lens of the corporate or the body of Christ. But if we focus primarily or all on the body, the corporate, then we miss out on the liberty and individual of the person. I think what happened, and I'm only going to give you my own lifespan, okay? What do I know about before other than what I read or hear? But in my own lifetime, I looked at it for many years in the body of Christ in a corporate sense. I mean, salvation was individual. You gave your own heart to Christ and you were baptized, and this was a personal relationship. But for the most part, God was dealing with us corporately. Almost all that I heard was heard in the sense of Christianity. Some might be snarky and say churchianity, but whatever. It was almost all in corporate sense. When I began to have a revelation of the finished work, a real coming into this message of grace, it became more individualistic. It was about Paul White being free. Paul White having liberty and seeing himself as a son, not just a cog in the machine, not just a part of the corporate body of Christ, but an individual for whom Christ died individually. And I ran with that and taught it and spoke on it and wrote about it and still do. But as we tend to do, we swing the pendulum the opposite way. If we've been accustomed to one thing and then we realize there's something else, it is almost in our nature to run as hard as we can toward the something else. And usually the end result will be that we swing as far the other way as we had the previous way, and then it takes some sort of balancing out. And so I focused for a long time on the individual so much that I found myself eventually, I didn't realize it for a long time, but eventually I found that I had downplayed the corporate. I had downplayed the body of Christ because I felt like we had focused too long and for so long on the corporate and on what happens in the body that the individual needed his space, his place. I'm trying to bring that, and I'm using this metaphor of the pendulum. I don't know if it's right, but it's the one that helps me. I'm trying to bring that pendulum a little closer to center as best as I can in my own revelation, and that is that the individual is no more important than the corporate, but the corporate's no more important than the individual. So it's not as if the Holy Spirit promotes the individual above the body, but he also doesn't promote the body above the individual. It's this perfect synergy between knowing who you are individually and knowing who you are as part of the body. And so it's why when you come into the liberty of your individuality, he died for me, he loves me, I am free, I don't have to be under someone else's thumb, I don't have to accept the condemnation of someone else. That's your individual liberty. What would that look like in a corporate sense? Well, that is that the body is better together than it is apart. I need other believers. I need them because I have something to implant in their lives and they have something to put into mine. I am important in the body because I bring this to the table, and maybe what I bring is my knowledge of how my life was and what Christ did in me so that I can be that to someone else. Or maybe I bring a gift or a ministry or an activity to the table that is both beneficial for me in a personal sense, but then beneficial to the body of Christ at large. And so I think if you do one without the other, if you think only in terms of the corporate, then it'll all be about the church, that the church is most important, and what happens in the church is what matters. And I think that tends towards religion, and it tends towards seeing things only through the lens of corporate, not individuals. There's not a lot of room for grace in that, because it's not about reading individuals, it's about reading rules. But then when it swings only to the individual, there becomes an isolationism where you are this island who stands apart on your own and everyone else has nothing to do with what you do and therefore have nothing to add to your life. And when that happens, then, well, you've already figured it all out and there's no reason for the body of Christ. And I think we can see how both of those are dangerous. So this individually in verse 11, to me, this caps off the portion that deals with us as individuals and then starts to move over into the body and what that body looks like. We'll talk about that body in terms of both unity and diversity. And to do that, we have to deal with similarity as well. And we'll start that process tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.